Utah Governor Gary Herbert promotes Prosperity 2020 goals in Washington, D.C. Utah Democrats call for the protection of Utah's Greater Canyon lands, and the Division of Air Quality is targeting the use of toxic consumer cleaning products. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, February 6th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. Good morning. Utah Governor Gary Herbert was in Washington, D.C. yesterday to testify before the U.S. House Education and Workforce Committee. The governor touted Utah's aggressive approach to education, where outcomes are based on employer needs.
And doing so, we've created an opportunity where venture capital is coming to Utah, businesses are locating. We actually have research and developments occurring and bringing people from outside of our country. They're coming back to a favorable environment.
Herbert also talked about Utah's goal of 66% of the state's workforce holding some kind of post-high school diploma or certification by 2020, and pointed to Utah's so-called STEM program.
With the rise of technology-oriented economy, Utah has a renewed focus on STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, because that's where the jobs will be.
The meeting was titled Challenges and Opportunities Facing America's Schools and Workplaces.
Democratic state lawmakers are calling on the federal government to protect and preserve Utah's Greater Canyonlands. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
On the steps of the state capitol Tuesday, state senator and Utah Democratic Party chairman Jim DeBacchus sought to preserve one of the state's natural treasures. He introduced Senate Joint Resolution 10 that seeks public comment on how to protect the Greater Canyonlands of Utah.
We are very, very open to what kind of protection should be built, and we're very, very open to a full, complete, absolute public input process that will lead to the protection of this great treasure.
Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt is the House sponsor of the bill.
We are calling on Congress through this resolution and the President to protect Greater Canyonlands, to make sure this is not lost in the process, that we make a difference.
Nearly a half a million people visit Canyonlands National Park and the surrounding Greater Canyonlands area each year. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
A bill making it illegal to smoke in a car with children is one step closer to becoming law after getting a favorable recommendation from the House Health and Human Services Committee. Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt says her bill is aimed at helping the thousands of children without a voice who are being harmed by secondhand smoke in cars. Several doctors spoke in favor of the bill, including Dr. Kevin Nelson, a pediatrician at the University of Utah.
We can come before you and say that Representative Arendt's bill, House Bill 13, is based on medical evidence, and that there's evidence to support that. Not just that it's harmful to children, not just that we're doing our children harm by having them in a car in a small enclosed area.
Republican Representative Mike Kennedy of Alpine was one of two members of the committee to vote against the legislation. He's concerned passage would eventually lead to government overreach.
I could also enforce the candy bar in the car. I could outlaw trick-or-treating, which is probably one of the most toxic holidays that we have for the long-term obesity issues, the cavities, and the other troubles that come.
If passed, a violation of the law would come with a fine of up to $45. This is Arendt's second attempt at getting this bill passed through the legislature. Utah veterans are one step closer to securing college credit for their time spent in training and deployment. The Utah House voted unanimously yesterday to pass a measure requiring the state's colleges and universities to reward credit in exchange for military experience. The bill now goes to the Senate for approval. Most strategies to reduce air pollution in northern Utah focus on emissions from cars and industry, but the state's Division of Air Quality is targeting another source of pollution, the products in our bathroom cupboards, cleaning closets, and garage shelves. The division board will consider a new rule today that would regulate consumer products containing volatile organic compounds. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
You might not think changing your deodorant could have much of an impact on Utah's air pollution problem, but Bryce Bird, director of the state's Division of Air Quality, says reducing the content of volatile organic compounds in consumer products could make a dent.
From an individual or household basis, it's very small, but once you get several million people using these products, it really does add up. We're looking at about 8,000 tons per year of emissions.
The proposed rule would limit the vapors and fumes that come from personal care and cleaning products, as well as car paints and degreasing agents. Bird says these types of products account for about 2 to 3% of the emissions that pollute Utah's air.
This is just one of the strategies that the Air Quality Board is looking at, but that combined with the number of other strategies that are already under development can certainly go a long way at addressing our problem.
If the Division of Air Quality Board approves of the new rule, it will be open for public comment in March. The rule is part of a larger plan to bring Utah's air quality into federal compliance. The final plan is expected to be submitted to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency this summer. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams promised a leaner, more accountable county government this morning in his first State of the County address. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
McAdams says a growing population is one of the county's greatest challenges, pointing to poor air quality, congested roads, and inadequate funding for public education.
We must decide whether we will be shaped by our challenges or whether we will seize this as an opportunity to shape our future.
The Democrats' three-part vision includes collaborating with local governments to provide regional services, bipartisanship, and fiscal responsibility. In his address, he announced his administration will conduct a countywide efficiency review and continue efforts to address parking, transportation, and environmental needs in the canyons.
We can get this right, and it will protect private property. It will promote safety, accommodate access, and preserve this resource for future generations.
Salt Lake County Council Chair Steve DeBry praised McAdams' pledge to find efficiencies and address transportation issues. The Republican added he supports the creation of a new public works service district as long as it does not include a new tax district. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert has asked the federal government to run the state's health insurance exchange for individuals while the state maintains its existing marketplace for small businesses. Herbert made the request Tuesday during a visit with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius in Washington, D.C. The state had previously considered expanding its three-year-old marketplace to offer plans to individuals, but Herbert says they decided this combination will be a win-win for both the state and the federal government. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has filed legal briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court in two pending cases dealing with gay marriage. The Deseret News reports one is the challenge to Proposition 8, the ballot measure that bans same-sex marriage in California. The church supported the campaign. The other brief is meant to support the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which keeps the federal government from extending benefits to same-sex couples on the same basis as married couples. It's been a year since Josh Powell murdered his two young sons and killed himself in a house fire in Graham, Washington. Several dozen relatives and community members gathered for a vigil to mark the anniversary. Josh Powell was a suspect in the disappearance of his wife Susan in 2009 when the family lived in Utah. West Valley police have yet to release the results of their investigation in her case. And finally, two target shooters have taken a plea deal for igniting a major wildfire southeast of Salt Lake City last summer using explosive targets. The deal keeps Jeffrey Conant and Kenneth Nielsen out of jail and drops one of two misdemeanor charges. It also requires them to pay $10,000 for a fire that cost taxpayers $2 million to fight. The dump fire in June forced 600 families to flee Saratoga Springs and Eagle Mountain and left some houses with smoke damage. 3 months later, a 100-year rainstorm poured down the burned mountainside into Saratoga Springs, carrying a mudslide that damaged several homes. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, February 6th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Till next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.